While attention focuses on potential U.S.-Iran diplomacy, the situation in Eastern Europe is escalating dramatically. Russia just conducted its largest missile attack of 2026, and according to senior Ukrainian commanders, there's only a six-month window for Ukraine to seize battlefield initiative before winter conditions shift the tactical balance again.
The timing of this massive Russian strike isn't coincidental. Moscow clearly wants to demonstrate strength while the U.S. is potentially distracted by Middle East negotiations. But what's particularly concerning is how Western leaders are now focusing on Belarus as a potential staging ground for expanded Russian operations.
That's a significant shift in threat assessment. Belarus has been allowing Russian forces to operate from its territory, but if it becomes a more active staging ground, NATO would need to consider whether Article 5 implications extend to threats originating from Belarusian soil. The alliance has been deliberately ambiguous about this to avoid escalation, but that ambiguity might not be sustainable much longer.
Ukraine's Defense Minister Umerov is holding talks in Berlin with the E3, that's Britain, France, and Germany, specifically about these Russian strike threats. The Europeans are being forced to consider whether they're prepared to take a more independent stance on Ukraine support, especially if U.S. attention shifts toward Iran negotiations.
The economic implications are already visible. European Commission President von der Leyen just confirmed the EU is preparing its 21st sanctions package against Russia. 21st. Think about that number. We're approaching 2 years of sustained economic warfare, and yet Russia is still capable of launching major offensive operations. That raises serious questions about sanctions effectiveness.
From a defense spending perspective, the House just unveiled a $1.15 trillion defense bill, though they're deferring $350 billion to a separate reconciliation process. That's a massive investment, but it also shows how Congress is struggling to balance immediate Ukraine support needs with broader defense modernization requirements.
The Tuapse oil refinery being hit by drones for the fifth time this spring demonstrates how this conflict is becoming a sustained war of attrition on energy infrastructure. Both sides are systematically targeting the industrial capacity that funds military operations, which suggests this conflict is far from any negotiated resolution.
What's strategically important is that the U.S. is simultaneously trying to manage potential breakthroughs with Iran while maintaining support for Ukraine against Russia, Iran's key partner. The diplomatic complexity of supporting Ukraine while potentially normalizing relations with Iran creates contradictions that could undermine both efforts.
There's also the broader question of European strategic autonomy. If the U.S. does pivot toward Middle East diplomacy, European nations need to decide whether they're willing to take primary responsibility for Ukraine's security. The Berlin talks suggest they're at least considering that possibility, but the financial and military requirements would be substantial.
The refugee and reconstruction costs alone could reach hundreds of billions of euros for European countries. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink just said that pensions and savings will need to fund trillions in AI infrastructure build-out, but Europe might need those same financial resources for post-conflict reconstruction in Ukraine. Those are competing claims on limited capital.